We got plenty laid on here, but let me just go ahead and move on into the opening monologue, The Right Side Way. And I'll remind you guys, The Right Side Way monologue brought to you every single day by attorney Stan McDonald. He's a partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee in Huntsville, and he is the daily sponsor of The Right Side Way, and I'll tell you more about him here in just a minute. Okay, is it just me, or did everybody growing up sit at the kids' table during Thanksgiving? Now, I don't know if that's just a Southern thing. Somehow I doubt it. For me, it was always when we got together on my dad's side of the family because that's where all the cousins were. So we'd head over to my aunt and uncle's house down in Pleasant Grove. My brother and I and our cousins and the occasional stray friend or a second cousin's kids that came for the meal, we always sat at what we just called the kids' table, the one in the kitchen. All the grown-ups sat at the dining room table together, but we sat in the kitchen at the kids' table. And there was some good cutting up. There was the occasional food that you stole off your little cousin's plate or the hollering that commenced when somebody got kicked under the table. But for the most part, it was laughter and homemade everything. But then you always had to make the occasional foray into the dining room to ask if you could have seconds or to tell on your brother or ask if we could go outside and play now, but not until you've eaten your green beans, young man. And how many times, though, when you get up and leave the kids' table to go to the adult table, how many times did someone, or maybe all of us, at the kids' table get out of hand, and at least one of those adults would turn around and yell, "Y'all keep it down in there. Stop poking your sister. Eat your vegetables. Let us enjoy our meal, please. Answer me. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir." And 5 minutes later, we were back to it, as kids will do. But as much as I enjoyed being at the kids' table, there was always this sense that one day I would graduate up. One day I'd matriculate to the dining room, where food ran aplenty and there seemed no end of laughter that I could not explain. Grown-up conversations that I didn't understand. I mean, it's a rite of passage. That time when every kid is allowed or perhaps even invited to sit at the grown-up's table and to hear the grown-up conversations about work or news or neighbors or memories from before I was born. Those grown-up conversations were often a mystery. Sometimes they resulted in the usual questions like, "Dad, what are they talking about?" Followed quickly by, "Don't interrupt, son." Until suddenly, one day, something gets said in a grown-up conversation, and you actually understand it, and maybe even relate to it. And on that day of days, you chime in, and your comments are actually well-received. At that point, you feel like adulthood has arrived, because now you're in the grown-up conversation at the grown-up table, and they treat you like that. Like, well, a grown-up. So having said all that, can we just have a grown-up conversation right now? I mean, all of us in Right Side Land, can we just talk a minute? Because sometimes I look around the world and I feel like I'm sitting at the adult table, but somehow or another, the kids over there at the kids' table are dominating all the discourse. Look at society right now, y'all. When did it become right for wrong to be considered right? I know traditions and mores and culture can all shift sometimes. But even when they do, even when society picks up a new fashion or does less of one thing and more of another, even when those cultural shifts take place, they are usually still guided by right being right and wrong being wrong. I mean, principles, if you will. Principles don't change. Principles are meant to withstand the fickle winds of culture. And so I'm just saying that all of us that are in the know, we need to have a grown-up conversation and deal with the kids' table. I feel like we've had, for the past 4 years, like a large-scale version of the kids' table getting out of hand. It's been woke culture, diversity, equity, inclusion, critical race theory, environmental social governance in your banking, COVID lockdowns, online censorship, transgender ideology, men playing in women's sports. It got to the point that it seemed like the kids' table was completely out of control. There were the occasional shouts for them to calm it down, right? And the library of terms that woke required us to memorize. Every day it was like a new addition to the LGBTQ acronym. A different way of addressing so-called systemic racism and cultural appropriation. Buzzwords became real words as suddenly pronouns meant something other than what they were intended. It's as if woke had its own dictionary, and we had better get on board or the woke police are going to start correcting us for speaking out in old school way. We learned about things like dead naming, equity, intersectionalism, heteronormativity. We were taught that pansexual was good and queer baiting was bad. Toxic masculinity and white feminism were all the thing for a week or two. We heard about BIPOC, performative activism, whitewashing. There was BAME, BOPO, BOPropriation, not to be confused with mansplaining and manspreading, which are totally different but related. Listening from the adult table to the kids' table was like listening in on a different language. But I recall, though, in 2023, When Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the former White House press secretary, now the youngest governor in America, came on and had an actual adult conversation. She was the Republican rebuttal that year to Biden's 2023 State of the Union speech, and it was refreshing to say the least. She pulled no punches. She made it clear that those of us on the right are not out of our minds for thinking that those on the left are out of their minds. And then she dropped the bomb. No fooling. The political equivalent of the adults shouting at the kids' table to keep it down and eat their veggies. Governor Sanders said, here's her quote, quote, "The dividing line in America is no longer between right or left. The choice is between normal or crazy." It was refreshing. It was affirming. It was like a grown-up conversation. Sometimes I do what I do and I say what I say, but it does me good to hear somebody else clearly and unequivocally speak words of truth to power that remind me that we are the ones at the grown-up table. We have the knowledge and the experience and the care and the concern to clearly and articulately tell the unruly kids at the other table to keep it down and eat their vegetables. Or in this conversation, to quit trying to pretend that there's more than two genders, that tax dollars grow on trees, and that children really want to have their bodies altered for life because that's just cool, or that failing schools should be allowed to continue failing. Well, how about no to all of it? I'm done with that. All y'all out there in right side land, why don't we just go ahead and enjoy the fact that we are the ones at the grown-up table? But listen, woke's not going down easy. Woke is unruly and petulant. Woke world is filled with folks that act like spoiled cousins who whine and carry on and always seem to have somebody patting them on the head when they really need is a good whooping. Like, take this past weekend. As Saturday Night Live celebrated its 50th anniversary with an all-star cast, Tom Hanks, whose work I truly admire, thought it'd be awesome to put on a MAGA hat and portray a white redneck who just wants everyone to go to church and then refuse to shake the hands of a black man. Was it meant to be humor? Maybe. Was it funny? No. And let's be honest, it was really designed as an insult. An insult from the kids' table to the adult table, because woke can never really read the room. Or how about the news that broke yesterday that Cynthia Erivo, you know her? Cynthia Erivo, the bald black woman with a nose ring who self-identifies as genderqueer, will now play the role of Jesus in an upcoming production. Yes, Jesus. That Jesus. A bald black genderqueer woman with a nose ring. Look, I don't know what that is, but it ain't Jesus. And the woke mob knows it. But they're still the ones at the kids' table, believing that people want to see their God being mocked at the adult table. And then there's the epic work being done by the dudes at Doge, which has liberal heads exploding. They don't know what to do, and as the woke jobs are being axed, they take to social media to actually air their grievances with the belief that the world will rush in to sympathize with the notion that we no longer have 28-year-olds using millions of tax dollars to study equity in Sudan through the gender lens. Or the woman who grieves that her NIH-funded studies of the implications of transgender-affirming therapies on cancer research in third-world nations is now over. Look, I could go on, but I don't have to. You know why? Because we won. That's why. Because we are the ones sitting at the adult table. The era of common sense is back, and it could not have come a moment too soon. And yeah, as nice as it was to hear Sarah Huckabee Sanders affirm 2 years ago how we felt, it's even better now that I can tell you, with deep assurance, that we have been given the authority to tell the kids at the woke table to pipe down. Y'all keep it down in there. Grown-ups are talking. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.